Physics as a path to metaphysics. From the preceding discussion, you can observe how experimental science reduces diverse phenomena to a single origin and how it compelled one of our greatest contemporary scientists, Einstein, to articulate that immortal statement we quoted at the conclusion of Dr. Ahmed Zaki's excerpt. Experimental science does not merely reveal the unity of the tangible world, but goes further, showing us that the physical world, if thoroughly examined, leads us to the threshold of a non-physical, intangible realm. At this threshold, we stand in awe and reverence, seeking means beyond material experimental science to guide us through the mysteries of the sacred valley that lies beyond the material world. Reread Einstein's immortal words, which experimental science itself inspired. Pay special attention to his statement, "It is my deep emotional conviction of the presence of a superior, reasoning power that reveals itself in the incomprehensible universe." The material world is akin to a shadow of the spiritual world, or more precisely, matter is spirit in a state of vibration perceivable by our senses. And spirit is matter in a state of vibration imperceptible to our senses. The difference between the material world and the spiritual world, therefore, lies in degree, not in kind. This insight opens the door to unity, the unity of all worlds. When material experimental science culminates in reducing all the phenomena of the physical universe to a single essence, energy, spiritual experimental science emerges, more captivatingly, to guide us through the paths of the sacred valley that lies beyond matter. Through continuous research and inquiry in spiritual experimental science, we might investigate whether human moral phenomena can also be traced back to a single origin, just as material phenomena were traced back to energy. Such an achievement would establish harmony and alignment between human behavior and the material environment, thereby resolving present anxieties and ushering in peace on Earth. Religion and science are twins. Spiritual experimental science is not new. It is as ancient as material science. Indeed, they are twins born at the same time and grow up together. From the earliest days, humans face the overwhelming forces of the material universe with a mixture of fear and reverence. As for the forces that instilled in him a slight fear and which he was able to confront, they led him to material experimental science. But the forces that overwhelmed him with awe and consumed him with their majesty, he sought to draw near to them, flattered them, and through that, they led him to spiritual experimental science. Today, we refer to these two twins as science and religion. While science has made extraordinary leaps forward in modern times, religion has lagged behind, resulting in an imbalance that has manifested in the anxiety and turmoil described earlier. Restoring this balance requires religion to take an equally bold leap. Religion must bring the principles of human morality back to their original foundation, just as material science has traced the manifestations of the physical universe back to their original essence.